Starburns Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.
Any thoughts, Moki?
She loved my songs.
Clacking, ready? One, two, three.
It scares Moki.
Oh, her breath is so bad. It's good.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two!
Filthy!
Nerds!
Because we're fucking nerds.
And we're filthy.
And there's... one, two of us.
You switched it up. I don't know if you know that.
I know I did. I just wanted to see if you'd fucking notice.
Yeah, I pay attention. Did you do this because I got mad at you? Because you didn't notice that I had gotten nude and changed?
No, but I think maybe subconsciously you got nude?
Yeah, fully nude. Not on camera.
I miss the nudity.
Yeah.
You know I love nudity.
Not enough to not be locked into your telephone, ignoring the world around you. We're going to have to run our filthy mouths about phones at some point, but this is not that point.
No, it's not. Because right now we're going to talk about looking up movies before you watch them with your patrons specifically, because there might be a lot of nudity.
Well, listen, you guys, if you're listening to this live, if you're listening live, you're already in our chat on Patreon. You can join our Patreon chat and live stream along with us at patreon.com/twofilthynerds. But more than that, we do live movie watches of all of the movies we tell you guys that we're talking about. We've watched them all with our patrons, including this one, The Man Who Fell to Earth, which we will get to.
We will get to. It was a doozy.
But yeah, there was a lot of, by the way, also you have until tomorrow to join if you want to get on the brackets, and we start Harry Potter tomorrow, so that live stream will be fun. But the brackets are, of course, voting on whatever we do after Harry Potter. That's neither here nor there. Right now, we're talking about how there was quite a bit of nudity.
Nudity. Tootity. We saw headlights.
We saw taillights. We saw whatever you call a dick in terms of a car. Is that a muffler?
Muffler, absolutely, a carburetor,
tailpipe,
a tail. That's a tailpipe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a muffler, though.
There was a hair in my mouth.
A gear shift, an accelerator, a windshield.
Oh yeah,
the stick shift. Absolutely. And what would a pussy be?
A glove compartment. Yeah, absolutely. Or the center console, right next to where the shifter is. It's a whole thing. The point is, look. Have you ever gone to see something in theaters and had no clue what
and
you were getting into?
And I just raw-dogged it and didn't look at all? No, I always look, because it's like, why am I going to go into a theater and not know what I'm paying for?
I have on more than one occasion thought, you know what? I'm going to show up and surprise myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch something. Instead of going with a bias of that's the kind of movie I think I would like, maybe I'll find something I like by just going to one I know nothing about.
So you've rolled into a movie theater willy-nilly.
Yeah. And it's not a good idea. If you're like, wow, that sounds like a great idea to experience cultured pieces that I perhaps would not have chosen. And by the way, almost every time has ended in the movie being so sad.
I think in this instance, we chose the movie purely based on who was in it.
Yeah.
David Bowie.
We wanted to watch Labyrinth.
That actually is the lesson.
Yeah.
Don't watch a movie
based on the star.
Purely based on who the star is.
Yeah. Like, we don't need to see every movie The Rock is in. Most of them are probably similar.
And it's redundant. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That it's like, just because Lindsay Lohan is playing someone in a movie doesn't mean you need to see a movie about Elizabeth Taylor or whatever.
Exactly. The only movie you want to see Lindsay Lohan in is The Big Lebowski. That's it.
She's in The Big Lebowski? Yeah.
She's what? Mrs. Lebowski.
Who are you
talking
about? Oh, no,
that's not Lindsay Lohan. That's other one.
The other what one. In the... But now the, everyone
Tara,
is just unsubscribed.
Tara Reid. That's who
this
it is.
This is... Oh, my God.
It was Tara Reid.
You ever see Tara Reid's nipples,
sorry,
by the way?
She's never seen them. They're not real.
Her nipples look like they got in a car accident.
She did get into a car accident. Her plastic surgeon should be sued by everybody in this world.
They should at least have... We should at least know their name. That should be public information.
That should be public information. So no one ever goes to them ever.
Yeah, they should be like... put out of business
forever.
Have their license revoked.
It's truly awful what happened to her.
I mean, truly.
But I put her and Lindsay Lohan into the same basket. Obviously, I can't tell white train wrecks apart.
That's fair. No, here's the thing. I once went and saw My Sister's Keeper in theaters, which is a book and is also a movie. By the way, book and movie, apparently very different.
Book? Never cried harder in my life.
Yeah.
Movie? Never saw it.
I don't remember how it ends in the book, but there's a different ending in...
It's a happy ending probably in the movie. In the book, it was a sad ending.
No, it was a sad... It's a different sad ending.
Oh.
The sister dies of cancer in the movie, I think.
And in the book, she died of cancer.
Okay, no, but then the other sister dies in a car accident.
Oh.
Or something. The point is, I went my sister's keeper thinking
that... The point is, death is inevitable.
I saw the name and thought, maybe this will be like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. And I went on a date with a man I brought thinking it would only be a minor annoyance because it'd be a movie that's made for empowering young women.
You thought you were going to come on his dick and you ended up crying on it.
Sobbing. Oh. Audibly. Like, people in the theater were looking at us and he was embarrassed amount of sobbing. Just like...
My question, when you cry really hard, really hard.
Snot everywhere.
Snot, absolutely. I don't question that. With that nose, you're definitely having snot.
Okay, fuck you.
Would you wail like that? Would you be like,
when it's really hard? Yeah, I don't. There is a putting on of audible sounds you can make when you're crying, when you're trying to be dramatic. Mm-hmm. And then there is a sound that comes out of you when you're crying so hard that you cannot contain it.
Yeah, I know.
And that is the sound I made.
Yeah.
I was not trying to draw attention to myself.
Were you making...
It was this sound.
So it was... You were dead dad level crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nearly vomiting, but also somehow still managing in between sobs to shovel a little bit of popcorn at a time in my thinking if I ate, by such a choking hazard, thinking if I ate that there would be enough joy from the taste of buttery popcorn to cool the fact that I was seeing a young woman die on screen. And that is like my emotional eating movie. In a nutshell. Don't. Yeah. But the reason we wanted to talk about this is because
we picked a movie to watch with our patrons. Last week we had Labyrinth.
It was the day before.
We watched last the movies weekend. A day apart. Listening to these episodes a few days apart.
We knew we wanted to see Labyrinth, and we thought, you know what? David Bowie's been in a few movies. Why don't
Let's
we do
watch some of his other stuff?
Double David Bowie.
Yeah, a double header.
Looked up David Bowie movies for no real reason, chose this one.
Willy nilly picked.
I thought, oh, it seems science fictiony. That's kind of nerdy. It's an earlier
Man
pick
Who
movie.
Fell to Earth. There's gravity. We love science. It's going to be good.
Thought, you know, maybe there'd be some sort of space oddity sentiment to it, which in all fairness, no, we didn't talk about the fact that his character's name is Thomas. So for all we know, there is some sort of Major Tom
Ground
tie here.
Ground control to Major Tom.
I'm stepping through the door. What if that whole thing was actually him launching from another planet and he ends up on Earth? What a bummer to finally get to interstellar space travel and end up here.
Oh,
what a
so
letdown.
Bad. The Earth is ghetto.
Oh my God. Has anyone heard that? Okay, wait, no, I'm pulling it up right now. I'm going to just do a little snippet. You guys have to look up this girl. Released this song
called The Earth is Ghetto.
Earth is
it's
ghetto.
Unfucking real. Definitely listen to it. But The Earth is Ghetto. So we willy nilly picked this movie to watch with our patrons. And then we started watching it and it was odd. You know, we weren't
very weird.
I was like, immediately I was like, oh my God, guys, I am so sorry. Like, none of us are
on the
fucked
drugs
up enough to be enjoying this movie.
If you've seen Labyrinth and you thought Labyrinth would be
required drugs,
a movie that required drugs, it pales in comparison.
Pales in comparison
to the weirdness of this.
Yeah, this was you should be on mushrooms, acid.
This is an LSD.
Follow it up with Molly.
This
and
was
then
the
DMT.
This looks like something they used in the MK Ultra experiment.
Yes, 1,000%.
Like that this was some sort of mind control testing.
That was mind control. I was controlling my mind to kill myself and force myself to continue watching it because it was so bad. And then in the chat, we had, our patrons were there. In the chat, I just kept apologizing. I'm like, oh my God, I am so sorry. This is one instance of a woman over apologizing that I felt completely was
I could
the
have
right
apologized more, honestly.
You didn't apologize that much. I did all the heavy lifting with the apologizing.
No, I was doing a lot of the apologizing.
I think I did more than you in the apologizing.
I think that you are being very you right now in trying to out apology me.
I was I was for sure apologizing. I'm way more codependent than you are.
I did most of the typing in the chat.
You probably did, but I did all of the things.
Frankly,
I typed
if
was apologies.
Zoom, there's probably a record of it. I can go back. All I said was, I'm so sorry.
And I just said, my God, you guys, I cannot believe we are watching this movie together.
I want to stop you right there. That is not an apology.
Jess, shut up. I love you.
That's not an apology. Going, I can't believe this is happening is very different than sorry. And I'm not saying this for you. I'm saying this for anyone listening who thinks you going, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Suffices as an apology to someone.
Sorry. There was a sorry in there.
But what you just said, you didn't
say
sorry.
I know.
And I think that's a lesson a lot of people need to take away. If you don't say sorry, you didn't apologize.
Here's the moral of the story. This movie was a poorly planned...
We looked up nothing about this movie.
Nothing.
We
all we knew
was
David Bowie was in it, and we were like, it's going to be good because
had
David
we done
Bowie,
a little bit of
an
research?
An inkling of research. We would have found... Here's one of the headings. There was an article somebody wrote about the movie. It says, rewatching David Bowie's The Man Who Fell to Earth makes you realize the film only has one redeemable feature. Want to know what that feature is?
David Bowie's
in it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Which, by the way, that this person, I have a lot of questions for Andrew Anderson, who wrote this article, that you had to rewatch that to figure it out is shocking.
Yeah, you're like, wait, let me try to remember. I will never forget this movie as long as I live.
No, because we've all been traumatized by... If we had done a little bit of pre-research, somewhere I'm sure we would have read that we were about to watch what could very easily be considered softcore pornography.
By the way, not very easily. Absolutely, unequivocally, that was softcore porn. That would be in a special interest section.
There are...
In the Hustler store, no
question
about
it. And we watched
it
with our poor unsuspecting patrons, one of whom, before we started the film, was bouncing on a trampoline with his children.
Oh,
so he probably was like, oh, we watched
God.
The Labyrinth. I'll have my kids here. They'll experience this David Bowie movie. We can experience it for the first time. He logged out very quickly. We're so sorry, sir.
That's Asa.
Asa, you're fucking, like, and we had no idea. But.
That was awful.
It was like...
I will never in my life...
Requiem for a Dream meets 70s Sluts 4.
That reminded me so much, if there's movie people in here, of David Cronenberg's Naked Lunch.
Here's what we're going to do. I wish we had counted how many times we nearly saw a dick and how many times we saw a dick and how many tits we saw, but I would say above 10 for all of those.
I can't even, I mean, the tits, that just obviously.
By the way, several different tits, all great,
70s
all very
tits,
similar.
70s tits were the best tits. Like in all of Tit Town, 70s titties, for some reason, everybody, the areola to nipple ratio was always on fucking point. And was every room they went in below zero, everybody had rock hard turkey.
I feel like you're discounting the fact
made
that
no sense,
they probably saw a lot of tits that didn't get cast.
Were they casting based on tits? They were like, I don't care if you deliver a line. They were like, who's got the titties?
1,000%. There are women out there that were like, I was much better at the part for Mary Lou, but unfortunately one of my nipples is a little bigger than the other, and they thought perhaps they should cast someone else.
Yep. One nipple is just like in the game and the other one's just out to lunch.
Yes. Naked Lunch. And if you
Naked Lunch with
are
David Cronenberg, we'll watch that at some point.
If anyone out there auditioned to be one of the sets of tits in this film and was rejected,
do you think they had stunt tits?
Bring in the stunt tits. Mary Lou had someone else. I mean, it was clearly two different sets of tits when she got older. We'll get into that. We'll be right back. Listen, we're back and we're just going to get into it because we could talk about how there's tits and dicks in the movie all day, and we will. But,
what the movie is about.
It's really hard kind of to figure out what it's about. So
we had to go to Wikipedia for this completely because we truly didn't understand it. At the end of our viewing, we actually sat with our patrons. Again, if you want to come to our viewings, go to patreon.com/twofilthynerds and you can join us.
Also, you have until tomorrow to join to vote on the first round of brackets. So get in there because our patrons also helped us decide what possibilities could be next.
So One of our patrons suggested that he wasn't that he was an alien who fell to Earth.
That he traveled back in time.
It was a time traveling version of himself in the future who traveled back to now to whatever. That wasn't the case, according
to Wikipedia, but also according to who this. I mean, it's so weird that it could be unclear. This could all be assumptions, like how people assume that one Simi Charmed Life song is about meth. Was it? I don't know.
What? Some
kind of life, baby. I want something else to get me through this. Yeah, meth isn't strong enough anymore. Simi Charm kind of life, baby. How do I get myself back to the place where I fell asleep inside you because you lost your boner, but you were fucked up on meth and you passed out?
Oh, has anyone ever fallen asleep inside you?
No, but for years in my youth, I thought, not my youth, but my elder youth.
Your elder youth.
For some reason, I thought that sounded really romantic. And then I got older and I was like, oh.
I mean, I actually thought that sounded romantic, too.
Because it's like they're so entwined.
Yeah. I still do.
Like tantric love where his penis... Like at some point, I thought like that you could just be so interconnected in love that you were like physically connected, but that there wouldn't be like sex. Uh-huh. And now I realize that's fucking creepy.
I have to be
honest. Get your dick out of me.
I think it's still sweet. I think it's so beautiful that someone can be, you know... comfortable with you enough to let their manhood just go limp inside your body.
Oh, I mean, I've had that happen.
And then pull it out and it just falls down like just Bloop. A soggy noodle. Just
like that worm at the beginning
yes,
of
like
Labyrinth.
The worm at the beginning of Labyrinth. Yep. Just like accordions down. That's assuming it's a big dick, a little accordion down. Just flop down. But it's been inside you for so long that it's kind of a little crusty. Like you can feel the crust like on the outside of you. And then he has the crust on and it falls and you see the crust break a little bit.
Crust?
And then it's like just like the cum crust. Because I have a juicy pussy.
Sounds like it's not that juicy if it's turning into crust while
it's
still
inside
of you.
Well, it had dried up because we had been there so long and we fell asleep.
Your pussy doesn't just like stay constantly juiced?
Yeah. No. The vagina eventually...
Is a self-lubricating utensil.
Yeah, but eventually the juice doesn't flow heavily. Did you just refer to a pussy as a utensil?
Yeah, it's like a bowl or a fork. You use it in times of need.
And it's really cheap at the 99
cent store
right now.
How I use it to
right
consume
now.
The seeds of men and their energy and intelligence.
I like to eat men's seeds and pomegranates.
That's how I got so smart,
bowls.
Is I steal men's intellect through their penis using my vaginal utensil. Beam me up, Scotty.
Well, you could actually probably use the womanizer to get their juice out now.
And then just save it?
Yeah.
You just put it. That's that, by the way, is a it's a new type of sex toy.
Usually
for women.
A sex toy, but like you could take the sperm out, put the sperm in a cup, and then a person can just ladle it inside of you.
What you kind can, of pussy do you have you where can, someone could ladle something inside of it?
Beer funnel. How about a beer funnel?
Me ladling? What is your pussy the size of the Grand Canyon? It's like a bowl where you're getting stew at an orphanage. Just give me the semen, please.
Porridge.
Sam,
it's porridge.
May I have some more?
Yes. Okay. It's not tiny. Okay. I haven't had any complaints, but I also haven't had any like 5-star reviews. Like if my pussy were on Amazon,
when people go,
it would have a lot of reviews and like 4 stars.
Yeah, no, that's
4 stars, 50,000 reviews. That's my pussy.
I had a bit about Yelp star reviews on pussies, which I'm sure we all do, but
no, I mean, I've never heard it. And that's the first time I've ever said my pussy has a Yelp star.
Oh, it's on my Yelp album. Reviews. But the point of what I was trying to say was I get you.
Mm hmm. You understand?
When people go, I haven't had any complaints. It's like, yeah, what psychopath is complaining to your face about how bad you are in bed? Who rolls over and goes, oh my God, you're so bad at fucking. What is it? People are not monsters.
I'll be honest. I've said that to somebody before.
Some of us are monsters, it turns out. So anyway.
I'll be perfectly honest. A guy once was like, oh, I love our sex. And I was like, uh-huh. And he's like, do you like it too? And I was like, yeah, it's good. He goes, oh my God, you don't like our sex. I'm like, no, it's like, it's okay.
No.
And then he goes, you don't like it at all, do you? And I said, it's not my favorite. I was young.
You said it's not my favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So not only did I tell him it was bad, but I told him it ranked poorly.
First of all, I rank all the sex I've had.
Yeah, if it was a March Madness bracket,
not even the top 50.
You wouldn't make it past 16.
Yeah, you'd wouldn't be in the bracket.
Yeah, you wouldn't even make it to a Sweet 16.
My God, that man can't be doing well.
I don't know.
That scars a man forever. That's like if you're young and a guy goes, your pussy stinks.
I had a guy tell me that once.
Me too. After I broke up with him. And I was like, you're saying that because I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
This is, you're retaliating.
He said it to me after I broke up with him.
And I'm like, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying, had I not said I don't want to be with you, you would have kept going down on my stinky pussy. You went down on it multiple times. So who really has the problem here? It couldn't have just started stinking right now after we broke up. That means every time you put your face down there, you're like, this stinks, but I love her so much, I'm going to put it in my mouth. And now that I don't love you, you're trying to use my own vagina as a weapon. Joke's on you. I can smell my own pussy. I don't give a shit. I'm
so
fine.
Joke's on you. She has no sense of smell.
Yeah, that's true. So that's honestly that my biggest fear with my sense of smell is that I constantly have BO or that my pussy stinks. So when he said that, it did cut to my core a little, but I obviously recovered.
Cut to your pussy.
Can anyone please, of the millions of men who have been around my pussy, can people please let me know on a scale of 1 to 10, how close to the bog of eternal stench am I? Listen, okay, we have not even, okay, look. This,
you know what? I gotta be honest. There's absolutely nothing we're gonna say that's gonna do this movie any justice.
Because the movie sucks.
Summary, quick. Humanoid alien, David Bowie, falls to Earth. He ends up getting corrupted by humans. He falls in love with power.
Well,
he falls
in love with money. We have a whole break and a whole thing.
Don't worry. We'll get to it. Falls in love with power, money, booze. He meets a lady. She ruins his life. But I thought the coolest thing about it is that he took technology from his like superpower alien world.
Yeah.
Came to America and had the ingenuity to take that technology, create patents and sell those patents and become like a
money.
He's basically like Jeff Bezos. He's Elon Musk, actually. Elon Musk.
You know, if you're smart enough that you, if you come from some type of planet where you guys have figured out a way to travel interstellarly, you're probably a relatively intelligent species. I think he landed here very quickly, realized that there was some sort of monetary exchange.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, all right, you survive here by getting these dollars. Mm-hmm. How do I get the most dollars? And then he looked around and was like, wow, you guys are fucking stupid and have no technology.
And also he was like, how do I get Earth pussy? And he watched other people on Earth, other men on Earth clamoring for Earth pussy.
He did seem to watch a lot of, he would, because he watches,
he
like,
said he learned everything from TV. And if you know one thing from TV, the rich guy always gets the girl.
Yeah, rich men get pussy. That is
and
what
especially
we're told.
In the 70s, no poor guy stood a chance in the 70s.
No, it was all Casanova
in the 70s,
and James Bond.
You lived in an apartment with two women and you were stuck in the friend zone.
What show was that?
Three's Company.
Oh, I never saw it.
Well, anyways, it was
just
that
a, it was Tony Danza?
It was about a man who, Ritter, John Ritter.
God rest his soul.
And it was just about a man who was stuck in the friend zone. And then not only was stuck in it, but had to live in the friend zone.
Oh, because he was so poor, he had to have roommates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And nobody wants to fuck that
And nobody
guy.
Wants to fuck the guy with no money. You're just a roommate. So, yeah. You know, Earth girls, they like cash. And if you're watching TV, you're like, you know what? When I get to Earth, I'm going to have to get me some dough because I want to get some of that Earth puss. I want them to slide on my non-dick.
What
that's
I don't
another
understand
thing. He had
is,
a non-dick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like just a slab of skin.
But ultimately had a real dick at one point.
Yeah, that it's like, well, because I think he had like a full Earth suit that he had created.
Yeah. By the way, what an Earth suit he got.
I mean, imagine.
He was like, give me the skinniest guy you have.
Well, then I also want to know that like, did David Bowie... As David Bowie exists in tandem with this man in the movie, and he came and he's like, who do I want to look like? Oh, that famous guy. I'll make an Earth suit that looks like
an
him.
Earth suit of Bowie.
Although
Bowie's way too thin. I gotta be honest.
He's a skinny boy. He's a, like, you don't look at Bowie and think he's never done cocaine. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
you
was a rock star thing.
You don't look at
thing,
David
though.
Bowie also and think that guy's gonna be packing some heat.
No, but I'll say...
So was it even that big, or was he just because he's so thin and so tiny it looked big?
That you expect little... Yeah, I've gotten the skinny surprise a time or two. I'll
you.
Say that. Where a guy's real skinny and you think he'll probably have a skinny dick, and then they come out...
Just a fucking heat-seeking missile.
With a fucking hog.
He's like, give me that bog of a
yeah,
skin. I'm going to throw my hog
tom.
In your bog.
Major hog to ground control. I am thrusting for through your bog. Door.
In the most stinky way.
I've really made the... What is the grade? You've really made the grade?
I've really made the grade.
And the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. That's about condoms, probably.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting on a tin can.
That's what his penis was like. Yeah. It was like sitting on a full can of soda.
Diet Coke.
Oh, God.
Does the pussy good.
I need a Diet Coke.
Oh, my God. We have not had Diet Coke since you've been back.
Wow. What are we doing? Diet Coke did such a good job with its overall advertising campaign that when someone says the word Diet Coke, I salivate like a fucking
animal. Do you think that's their advertising campaign or do you think it's the addictive chemicals in their product?
Who cares? Put it in me.
Oh, it's so good. All right, you guys.
Listen. What's weird is that like for a while, for a good portion of the movie, it seems like there's two completely different storylines.
Yes,
going on.
I had no. By the way, even reading the summary of what went on, I was like, "Oh, I didn't. That's not what I saw at all." It was like we saw the one world where it was alien, David Bowie, and then in this other world was a professor who fucked like. All of his students.
That's where the 70s tits come in. Is that this professor,
and 70s Bush too. Hip to hip, thigh to thigh. Just, we're talking big time. There were a couple girls. It was a little bit patchy. Might have like been going through chemo. I don't know. But those Bushes were fucking robust.
The irony that so many of those Bushes were probably protesting war when guerrilla warfare was going on across the sea in Bushes. Of the same size in
Absolutely.
Vietnam. Just hiding.
They brought Nam home with them. Maybe that's why so many women fucked war heroes. Yeah, they're like, listen. You've been in the jungle. All right. I have got some stateside jung for you.
I mean, my God. And the professor, by the way, I don't know if you guys listening are familiar with the actor Rip Torn. I know him as...
The boss from the Men in Black.
The boss in Men in Black, pretty much always being a creepy older guy.
And I'll tell you something right now, guys. Creepy younger guy, too.
Yeah.
He nails creep.
As a young guy playing a creepy older guy, because he was probably like, what, in 30s, 40s?
Yeah, 40s. 40s. Looks good. I'd hit it.
Fucking these young teen, not, I don't know.
I mean, young. They were young. College kids. They were college kids. He was fucking college kids. And by the way, fucking them, they were so into him. And by the way, it wasn't normal sex. It was
weird.
And it wasn't weird like how I like weird, okay? It wasn't like role play weird.
Oh, is that what you like? It's fucking okay. Is that what you call what you are into? Role play?
Yeah.
She's into fucking weird. But I'm not gonna expose anyone's details, but before she rails about how weird this sex is, let me just say hers is not any less weird from the stories I've heard.
Mine's a little weird. But this it was just like a bunch of non sequiturs of sex.
Yeah, it was like
it was just a bunch of like random like.
But that one with that young girl where they were like beating each other up.
Oh, beating each other up, and then like she's like takes her underwear off and puts it over a picture frame.
Yeah, like it was so weird. Like it's more like is this what they improvise?
And I think at one point he just hit her titty.
Yeah, he just hit them,
and she was like, "Okay, hit my titty." By the way. These girls, smoke shows.
So hot. And okay, you know what? I am so incensed by this. Let's take a break and we will come right back into this. We're back. Okay, we were talking about how every one of his students that he fucks is super hot. And We've touched on this briefly, but Nicole watches a show called A Teacher, and there just to talk about the power dynamic. When a teacher fucks a student, there's a certain power dynamic where people, you know, it's like you're taking advantage of the power structure, mm-hmm. which is a thing we hear in a lot of like gray area sexual cases where you're one of the people was actually, you know, a boss or whatever. And I just want to say this, like, if you think that a teacher is a person of power, you are a fucking idiot. It's a teacher. Do they have a lot of wisdom? Yes, I respect the fuck out of my teachers. They are underpaid. This is someone who's doing this as a fucking service. because they care about education. If you're fucking a teacher for power, you're not going to make it through
you're fucking your way to the middle.
You should be automatically failed.
Yeah, you should be a teacher.
But he's getting these fucking...
If you fuck a teacher, you're a teacher.
By the way, they go like full... They show a girl go down on him. And they don't show his penis, because...
His penis? Oh, no, they showed it. I saw it.
Oh, the teeny tip. Hold on, really quick.
Really quick, you guys. I'm just going to take this off real quick. Because this little microphone thing...
If you're not watching, you should have been on Patreon.
It was like this. It was like a magician doing a trick. It was like, where's the dick?
Literally one hand around it. No dick. I'm like, and I was like, I'm sorry.
I was like, could you have at least waited for the man to get hard?
Yeah, no, it's like, the thing is like, maybe he has a micro penis. Maybe he doesn't.
He's a grower and not a shower.
Maybe he's a little older and has trouble with erection. But it was like hidden enough that I was like, sorry, there's not going to be an acknowledgement. I don't even see a little bit of the dick. We're not going to go, oh, why aren't you hard? Or like,
It looks like a tired dick.
Yeah, it just looked exhausted. His dick looked like how I assume most teachers feel every day. Yeah,
that's how he felt after a long day. Oh, and do you remember the scene where he like clumsily like loses all his papers? He's like, whoa, and all of his papers just blow everywhere. And then the hot student, like all the students come to help him pick up his paper, and the hot student like walks him to his car with his
papers.
And
he just like gives her a ride?
Like what the fuck?
He was like an okay looking man.
I don't understand how some people have professors who are hot enough to fuck. Most of my professors honestly looked like bridge trolls.
I had one hot professor, but like
what did he teach?
Public relations something.
Oh, of course he was in some sort of like light fluffy thing.
My major. But that's a
light fluffy major.
All right, art history. Fucking tone down. Okay.
I was pre-med. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Not post-med. Had to go into art history. Med got a little too hard, but can I pick apart a painting? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Surgery, no thank you. Blood makes me feel bad. But let me tell you what's wrong with this oil painting.
Let me tell you about the Renaissance and how they use slave labor to make most of the Sistine Chapel.
But like this guy wasn't even that hot. And I feel like, I mean, there is an alien who falls to Earth and this is a science fiction. And the most fictional thing to me was that this guy would keep getting to fuck young hot girls.
Wild. By the way, David Bowie's hair color.
I loved it.
Why does he look like a crazy woman who runs a thrift shop?
That is David Bowie.
That is the color of a woman who yells at people.
Yeah, that is from behind. He's Cynthia Nixon. They're the same person.
Yeah,
he's Miranda.
They eat pussy in the exact same way.
He is the culmination of all four personalities from Sex and the City in one man. He's a Samantha. He's a Miranda.
Yeah, he's what we all want to be. All of them.
All of them.
That's why people love David Bowie. I think David Bowie was actually the archetype that they used to pick apart to create the women from Sex and the City. They're like, who's our muse? David Bowie. Candace Bushnell, she's the woman who wrote Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Very big David Bowie fan. And she probably Man Who Fell from Earth. She was like, you know what? I've seen this man's cock piece. He's a real fucking swinger.
His cock piece, literally, because it's like a piece of a cock.
I'm just wondering, like, they have Merkins for women. That's like a fake bush.
Was that a fake cock? Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think the dildo technology was there at that time.
Okay, so there's something like, listen, this teacher fucking students and David Bowie landing on Earth seem to be two completely different storylines.
And then they merge.
At some point, the teacher, who I guess is a chemistry professor,
gets hired by David Bowie's company.
The company David Bowie made to... I don't understand if he was supposed to help David Bowie make a spaceship or he was supposed to like trap him.
Honestly, I truly believe Elon Musk might have molded his entire life after this character.
I mean, possibly.
Because he goes to outer space. So does the... Elon Musk is going to go to outer space. Okay. David Bowie's character, outer space. Made a rocket ship.
Has a... flat penis thing.
Thing.
No, so he hired the guy to help him build it, but the guy was very like weird about it. It seems like he came, he wanted to make a lot of money because he wanted to make a ship to go back to his place, but he could never.
Also, he had a lawyer business partner named Farnsworth, which
Farnsworth? who was so fucking blind, by the way. His glasses were so thick.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what?
This
guy can't see 2 feet in front of him. Why do you trust him to, like, see through the future of your organization?
Oliver Farnsworth.
He ends up moving, like, he gets the company established, and, like, the way he meets this woman, Mary Lou, he ends up going, I think, to New Mexico. I think because it's kind of got an open area. I'm pretty sure it was, like, in
He landed in New Mexico.
So he wants to go back to that area to try to build up.
And then went to a city. I don't know what city it was. Maybe it was, like, Dallas?
Dallas, New Mexico?
No. He eventually left New Mexico.
Did he?
Yeah, because I think they drove to Dallas. Because when they're in the big city with the skyscrapers?
I don't know that he... Oh, maybe they do. I just know they go to a small town in... He goes to a small town in New Mexico. That's where he meets Mary Lou, who is the elevator attendant at his hotel. And then she just, like, keeps hanging around.
Yeah. Like, just bones down with this stray. And then she's just, like, all of a sudden just with him all the time. Also... fucking anti-feminist character this is, finds out David Bowie is married and didn't even bat an eyelash.
No, she just goes, I guess I'll do for now. And I think,
what a piece of shit. She knew he had a wife and kids. I know that they were on another planet dying of dehydration.
No, but I'll argue that it's a more feminist standpoint, because I think the thing that gets overlooked in feminism, when you want to talk to a feminist, you go, oh, you mean you hate men? And then they go, it's not about hating men. It's about wanting to be equal, which it totally is as a feminist. Yes. I think a big part of that is acknowledging that also women can be pieces of shit.
Yeah, women are pieces of shit too.
There are women who fucking suck, and that is feminism. That to go like, oh, as a feminist, we are all better. It's like, no, we are all just as good as men, which means some of us, not that great.
Yep. What she said. I couldn't agree more.
Fucking homewrecking like Mary
Lou. Terrible.
Thank you. I didn't know if anyone was going to address the elephant in the room here.
Oh, I love elephants.
And me? Even worse.
She is the scum of the earth.
But she just sort of like sticks around forever.
Sticks around forever. By the way, has a fucking banging body.
Banging body. Until like he gets like she taken away.
Oh, by the way, how have we not brought up Beefeater?
Oh, Beefeater Gin. I think that this was all... from like the first time there's drinking, she's like, do you want gin? I love gin.
And it's Beefeater is so prominently showcased in every single shot. The amount of product placement Beefeater, I hope they paid
a lot of money.
Gave Beefeater just so much free exposure. They weren't just like, by the way, drinking just like a sip of Beefeater.
A major plot point was that they were all
Everybody's abusing Beefeater.
Abusing Beefeater. What I want to know is, was Star Wars already out by this point? It's 1976.
Yeah, the first Star Wars was out.
Was already out.
Mm-hmm.
Did Beefeater just go, here's a bunch of money, make a sci-fi with a movie star and feature our product? And that's how this movie came about?
It is.
Because like people love science fiction. People love David Bowie. Let's make something. And they were like, this is great, because they also know nothing about entertainment.
I just can't imagine. I mean, I don't know David Bowie, but I can't imagine anyone reading this script and understand what's going on. And then if you did understand what's going on, you're like, this sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this movie. The fact, how
Star Wars was 77 and this was 76. So
it was before Star Wars. Anywho. David Bowie did possibly the weirdest movie ever.
There's a lot of talk that he was in the midst of a horrible cocaine addiction.
Yeah. I mean,
which he looks like it, to be honest. Was the bloody nose scene when he comes out of the elevator even part of the movie, or was he just like coked out of his mind?
Yeah, he was definitely on coke for majority of that film. There's no way he could have done that film without being on coke, because it was awful.
You would have realized it was a fucking terrible 2.5 hour movie by the
2.5 hours.
And what is weird,
average dicks and nice nipples.
When he at some point reveals himself to this woman as like he takes off the costume.
Oh my God. Oh,
after she's like, you can tell me, you can show me, I'll love you no matter what. Immediately she's
By the way, I don't know if you noticed this. Hold on, I'm going to do an act out. When she was holding a drink in her hand when she was screaming, and she was going like this.
She just kept pouring it on herself. She was like, ah!
It was is like the movie Airplane where the captain keeps splashing himself in the face with water.
Like just.
Oh, it was. Everything about this movie was so comical.
And they show that his butt has no crack.
No crack.
And then his front is like a Ken doll.
Yeah, he's a Ken doll.
Just like a slab. But years later, they reconnect because he's been like locked up in some sort of home that's like a facility by the government. They reconnect and get into this really weird sex thing where they're like firing. He pretends he's going to kill her, but it's a gun with blanks. And they're like, ah, like they're both into it. But it's like flashes of light every time they fire the gun.
That is like a level of death role play that is fucking wild.
I hope I never need that to come. I thought he was going to shoot it off inside of her and we were going to see it.
Oh,
I'm not
honestly,
gonna lie.
That's what I thought. That's
I was
what I
like,
thought.
Oh, this oh, yeah, is yeah, yeah. how yeah, a hustler yeah, yeah. got
that's
started.
That's how I got my pussy.
That's how I ended up like this.
That's how I got this situation.
Sawed off. They're like, and she's much older. What's funny is that they did, her and Rip Torn's character end up getting together because David Bowie's been like locked away. But they did older person makeup on them. Rip Torn looked how
exactly how I
know him looking.
Yeah. But unbelievable. But her, they made her look older. She just looks like the mom from Back to the Future.
Yes. But then you were saying earlier, I don't know if it was on the recorder or it was before we started. When they're having this sex scene, it's, you know, them running around and jumping. And it's, I think it's supposed to be artistic.
She has jungas for
like
titties.
Like danglers.
And if you watch this movie in the beginning, there is a scene of her in a bathtub where she could have passed for a little boy. Like we are
She's
talking
got teeny tiny.
Nothing for tits. Yeah. Nothing. Like a
itty bitty titty committee.
She's the president and also a client. I mean, so, it is unbelievable how small her titties were.
But do you think with the dark and the flashing light was done to hide the fact that these were actually different?
I think it
characters?
Was a different, yeah, it was a different body.
Because these were the tits of someone who had bore children. Like
these are the tits of somebody who smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, these tits had a story.
Yeah, they were fucking just sad.
These are tits you meet at a bus stop and yeah, a bus stop only.
These are the kind of titties you want to sit down with and be like, Grandma, tell me a story about your youth during the Great Depression.
Yeah, these tits don't start any sentence without sighing. Just
yeah.
like, well, kids, like, yeah, no. These tits own designer ashtrays mm-hmm. that were made by their children in arts and crafts class. Mm-hmm. These tits are my mother, is what yeah. I'm saying.
These tits go to Michael's to craft.
But it's like, they're every time they shoot the gun, it lights up. So it's like on lights, off lights. And you see David Bowie's dick. And that thing is like flopping around.
Floppy McFlopper scene.
He's got a hog.
I cannot believe that he was like, this is the movie I'm going to go full frontal for.
I wonder if he didn't think he would get any bigger, or I wonder if he thought it's artistic. If he was so coked up, like you can do an amount of drugs where, like if anybody knows a cokehead, then you know that oftentimes they will have these really great ideas that are not great ideas.
That
they're
all.
just
but
like
on enough
so
cocaine,
confident.
It's genius.
So he's there, like
Flop City. It's a flop house.
It looked like one of those like big sausages, just the, like ones that you could like beat someone.
Or it also reminded me of the little inflatable things where they're like
at a car sale, just It was fucking like that thing could have hurt somebody. I was more afraid of his dick than the gun.
Yeah.
His dick could have had its own gun.
It did, actually. That was its gun. He was like, his dick was like, you can borrow this, Bowie. You can borrow this, Thomas.
Here, have one of mine. It's really weird. It ends up that, like,
he ends up getting out of the place where he was, like, locked in.
Yeah, and he makes, like, a record of sounds that are meant.
What?
They don't even show him making the record. What they show is Rip Torn's character at a record store finding an album called The Visitor. And he hasn't heard from this guy in years.
Yeah. And then Amoeba Records.
He's clearly
at Amoeba Records. And he's like, hey, can I listen to this record? I didn't know you could listen to records at stores.
Yeah. I wonder if that's really a thing. Because it's
I feel like it would be a thing. I don't think they would make up that detail if it weren't a real thing.
Yeah, that's true. So he goes and listens to it
and then ends up meeting up with him.
He tracks down David Bowie's character, Thomas.
Meets him at a restaurant outside.
He's like, how'd you find me?
Just shite-faced.
Yeah, but the thing is, David Bowie has clearly become an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Earth has withered, like, has really chipped away at him, but he hasn't aged. Yeah, yeah.
This man needs fucking AA and Al-Anon. Like, he is in bad shape by the end of the movie.
But he looks very youthful.
Very youthful.
Compared to Rip Torn, who compared has to Rip aged Torn, 30
who's
years.
Torn up.
Yeah.
And then Mary Lou, who is, I mean, has aged like the man on the Beefeater.
Yeah,
bottle.
Literally, I get why you said Back to the Future, because you actually see her age.
Yeah, like, yeah. You see, the difference. Her age, for sure.
Was that Jennifer Connelly?
No. I mean, she was haggard by the end of the movie.
Oh, my God. You're back saying, just when he goes back to the bad 1985. The difference in her in good 1985 and bad 1985. We'll cover that movie one day.
So he says to Rip Torn's character, he's like, now at this point, Rip Torn's character is married to Mary Lou.
Yeah. And by the way, he asks if Rip Torn has seen Mary Lou. And he's like, no, it's been a while. He lives with her. He's living.
Why wouldn't he tell him?
He's a hobo who dresses as a Santa Claus during Christmas and she pays all his fucking bills.
Yes, that is fucking weird.
So weird. But they fought.
I mean, maybe it's their role play thing.
Maybe. Maybe he's not even a Santa. Maybe she's like, wear the Santa Claus costume to the liquor store and then I'm going to pay.
And she's like, shoot a gun at me. He's like, I don't have a gun. She's like, what do you have? He's like, Santa suit. And she's like, it'll do.
Good enough. Let's go for a sleigh ride. But so they're at this restaurant.
He asks about Mary Lou. Rip Torn's like, haven't seen her
in years.
And then out of fucking nowhere, David Bowie's character just blacks out.
That's how the movie ends. He's like, oh, the waiter comes over and he's like, I think maybe we should cut off Mr. Newton or whatever his name is. And he's like, don't you think that? And Rip Torn goes like, maybe. And then he just goes, and his hat falls down on his face.
And that's credits. That's credits roll. That's the movie.
And listen, if you're listening to this thinking everything you said is not cohesive, there was no plot to what you said. Yeah,
we
that's not on
acutely
us.
Acutely aware.
Yeah. The movie was fucking.
By the way, it was free on Amazon Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, please go and watch it. If you ever pay to see that movie, ever, shame on you.
Also, I want to point out someone in our live chat on Patreon right now, Rod, a good point, that is someone who comes from a planet, because he comes from a planet. This was a big plot of he flew from this planet because there was no water.
Yeah, there's no water there.
They talk about Earth as like the water planet.
And we actually watch his wife and kids die of dehydration.
Horrible.
Absolutely terrible.
It happens every day.
And then we watch them like get on a space train at one point, which is.
But it was like a space.
It's just
hovel.
Like a poo hut.
I was like, this looks like a really shitty bathroom at a national park.
Yeah.
That like hasn't been upgraded. It was like a teepee.
It was like
made out of clay.
A teepee meets clay meets like dung, like dry cow dung.
Yeah, it was like a Mayan triangle.
Yeah, it looked like a Mayan ruin.
Yeah, it was ruined. And so was the whole planet.
The whole story.
Yeah.
That was the plot line.
So I think it's interesting to think that maybe his like chronic drinking was like, oh my God, there's so much liquid here.
Oh, what's
like
so
when
gnarly,
you grow
you
up poor with no food and then you become, have like a really bad overeating habit like me because it's like scarcity. Like mm-hmm. You can't just like, not. I can't have a bite of something. Like mm-hmm. I have to clear the
whole
plate.
Thing. Uh-huh. Do you remember at the beginning when he was drinking the water, he was at this like pond and there's like a frog jumping on the pond.
Oh, and he just
and he scoops
up
the water and we're like, please, I hope he doesn't drink that. And then he starts drinking it like Trump with two hands.
He's got, and he's like,
and like gulping it like glug, glug, glug. Oh,
I guess
so
now
disgusting.
Realizing, because that was really, that was the beginning of the movie. Uh-huh. And then realizing, oh, there was no water where he came from.
Yeah, yeah. He'll
gives a little more context. But I thought he had trapped a frog in there.
Yeah, I thought he had trapped a frog
and
in
drank,
there too.
And I still don't understand why that
I thought there was
necessary.
Probably a tadpole in there. You like, saw the frog and he was like getting the frog's kids.
He's like, oh yeah, fucking live in me.
Oh.
Listen, you guys. Don't watch this movie.
Don't ever.
Unless you just want to see Rip Torn naked.
Unless you want to see Bowie naked.
And then I guess go for it. I assume there's probably something else where Bowie gets naked, but I'm not sure.
For sure.
I feel like he's had multiple nudity things, though.
Yeah, he seems like the kind of guy who wants to get his dick out there.
Yeah, which God bless him. That thing was majestic. That, I mean.
That was like looking into the sun. It really was.
Yeah, blinding.
Blinded
but I can't stop.
By the light.
Wrapped up by this dick. It's got a whole lot of might. Okay. Listen, you guys, we're going to go. You have until tomorrow morning. Listen, if you're listening to this as it dropped, that means it's Saturday. And if it is Saturday, you have until Sunday at noon to join the Patreon. And that's when we're shutting down the brackets. So if you want to vote on our next 16 bracket or what we're doing next, we have 16 things. You have to be a patron to vote in the 16 and 8 round. I'm fine. Listen, I'm still traumatized by all the dicks. which says a lot because I've seen
because she's seen a whole
so many
slew
dicks.
Of them.
I have a war veteran's amount of penis in
my
brain.
Yeah. Every dick she sees is a flashback.
I have post-traumatic stress disorder, and this didn't help. But get over there. And if you're not in the realm of trying to pay for supporting art, I get it. Listen, we're all starving and dying. But if you could, head over to wherever you listen to this podcast, leave us a rating and a review, and feel free to give a suggestion of what you would like us to eventually cover in there, and maybe that'll end up in one of our brackets one day. So thank you, fellow nerds, and Godspeed. Don't watch this fucking movie.
Love you guys. Bye!
Bye!
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.